CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. So, are you tired of Christmas yet? Is your tree still up? I know I asked that last week, and technically you have until Candlemas on February 2nd, when baby Jesus was presented at the temple, to take it down, but regardless, I'm just not ready to let the holiday season go, despite the fact that I actually spotted Valentine's stuff at a store on 1226. Why am I stuck on it? Well, I guess it's because I haven't yet exhausted my weird obsession with Krampus. Know who this guy is? He works adjacent to Old Saint Nick, aka Santa. While Santa is in charge of filling stockings for those who have been good, Krampus is in charge of whipping those who are bad. So bad, in fact, that they appear on the naughty list. Bet you thought Santa was all sweetness and light, didn't you? An elf who would never have a demonic punisher covered in matted fur with satanic horns and a face disfigured by hellish teeth practiced in gnashing inside rotted mouths well-versed in screeching, all set within faces that only the devil himself, and of course Santa, could love in his employ. Well, you'd be right. While some modern retellings portray Santa and Krampus as co-workers, traditional Alpine folklore tells a different story, one where Krampus is more of a balance to Santa, a yin to his yang, a reminder that shadow is the absence of light. And in case you do need reminding of that fact, you can always attend frightening parades of multiple Krampuses, or is that Krampusai, stomping down snowy Germanic roads with giant bells tied to their waists, banging on huge drums, their faces contorted in rage, their twisted horns bobbing in time to their terrible music, while onlookers, including, I kid you not, babies and small children, line the streets laughing and running from the switches whipped in their direction. And I may just interject for a moment. Who the heck are these people who portray Krampus? You should see the elaborate masks and costumes. It's got to be one heck of an expensive and time-consuming hobby, playing each year a Yuletide demon. Imagine listing this on a Match profile. Hobbies include long walks on the beach, getting in shape, and annually portraying demons to terrify children. Yeah, that's the man I'm looking for. But maybe, if you regularly stray from the straight and narrow, Krampus has been looking for you. And if you're lucky, all he'll do is beat you with his brittle switch and not instead abduct you. Because while Krampus carries a switch with which to whip the naughty, the too terrible are simply carried away in his sack, a bag not unlike Santa's that contains not amusements for the good, but the screaming bodies of the misbehaved. And if you've ever been on the naughty list, you may have encountered him, or at least received some coal. Not that Krampus has anything to do with coal in your stocking. That's Santa, delivering a warning meant to scare you straight, lest next year Krampus comes to call. But if you're like my friend Kirk, you like coal. It's useful, can be used to heat your home, compressed into diamonds if you wait a while, or traded as a commodity on the open market. In fact, thermal coal, the kind likely to fill Kirk's stocking, is currently trading on the global exchanges at roughly $110 per ton. But Kirk, no amount of coal is worth the risk of getting on a demon's radar. I mean, while today Krampus appears harmlessly in parades and pop culture to the delight of those perhaps potentially once punished, it is nevertheless a reminder that folklore isn't always gentle, and that morality tales sometimes, even now, have teeth. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney reminding you, Kirk, to be good, for goodness sake.